Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine a place in your mind, feel the vertigo. Standing next to angels, maybe devils wearing halos. You can be anything, your mind can take you round the globe. This world is yours, it's Urban Fiction News Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Casey Baylor, with Urban Fiction News Radio. And my amazing co-host, Santiago, is also here with us tonight. Say hello.
Hello. Welcome, everybody.
Yes, and we have a very special show for you guys, as always. We're asking the question, how will you be affected by the Amazon Kindle Select payout changes? But first, let me give you guys the call-in number, which is 347-989-0235. Call in with a comment, a question, or even a shout-out. We welcome that. We really do appreciate and value you guys' feedback. First, before we jump right in, I'm going to pass the virtual mic to Santiago really quick.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I wanted to say that, you know, we actually, every week, we provide some useful information and knowledge of publishing. And this is something I'm just saying out there to all the listeners. I'm sure tons of readers and writers, that this information today is going to be very interesting, very useful. And, of course, if you want to maximize the potential of your writing within publishing and benefiting, of course, financially, this is a show and this is some information that you guys really should listen to, take heed to, and understand. You know, sometimes we get caught up in everything we're doing and we don't read so-called the fine print. And a lot of this little stuff that's going on, some of these changes, they're not, like I said, they're not bad, but they're things that we should know. And, of course, if they have anything to do with what you're doing, you know, you should know. And sometimes you need some guidance and a little bit of enlightenment and someone who can kind of dissect it for you a little bit. And the rest, you know, you do yourself. You do your research and you find out. And we all can get there and be happy, and this journey is great.
Yeah. You know what? Ignorance is not always bliss if it has anything to do with your month. So that's basically what the topic is about tonight. So let's get started. In the spirit of being informative, I have decided to start by sharing with you guys what the Kindle Unlimited program really is. Lots of readers see authors promote reading their books for free on Kindle Unlimited, but what does that really mean? What does it mean to you on both sides of it? Kindle Unlimited is basically like the Netflix of books. Anybody who knows Netflix, they know that you can pay a monthly subscription and you get to watch whatever movies you can within that month, during that monthly time period. Well, a reader can also pay for a monthly subscription with Amazon to read as many books as they want for quote-unquote free. Okay, now that's great for the reader, but what does that actually mean for the writer, for the author of that work? Basically, Amazon sets aside a monthly budget that pays authors for those borrows that each reader does of your book. So naturally, speaking from my own personal experience, I don't want to give my stuff away for free if it means, in some form or fashion, I'm not being compensated for it. And Amazon gets that. So they came up with the platform to allow readers to take advantage of new books that they may not have had access to or been introduced to or even wanted to read before. But by opening up that pool where you can go in and see new authors and read new authors with really no risk to yourself as far as a financial risk to the reader, they decided to allow people to go in and borrow books. And in doing so, the writer benefits because, you know, they give you compensation monthly for each book that is borrowed. Now, the old method of doing that meant that Amazon stated, okay, if people borrow your books, we're only going to pay you if the person reads at least 10% of your title. Okay?
Right.
So, for example, if your book is like 100 pages, 10% of that, they only have to read 10 in order for you to get paid. Now, a lot of times I've had a lot of readers ask me, okay, well, what if they don't read it, they don't get to that book right away? What if they just basically borrow it and it sits in their queue for a while? Well, the good news is that no matter if they read it immediately or not, once they get around to reading it, you're going to get paid for it. You know what
right.
I mean? So if they don't read it for a month and they pick it up next month, well, then you have like a residual effect or a residual payment method going on, because when those people who don't pick it up right away, when they do read it, it'll still show up in your account. It's not like they're getting it and keeping it for free and never open it up and then you never see payment for it. So that's not really the case. However, you have to be careful in this. A lot of times readers are open to trying new books when they don't have to worry about paying a super huge amount. And the reason this is beneficial is that, let's just get there. If you're a relatively new author, I may not want to spend $10 on your book. But if I can get the book, you know, and read it for free, it's really not free. It's just free to them. They don't have to pay that dollar amount for that book. I may be willing to give it a try. And speaking for myself, I've had people who never, some people haven't purchased my books. They may have gotten the first book and then they Kindle Unlimited the next three or four, you know. To me, it's okay as long as I'm receiving some type of compensation. Another thing, the advantage is more people are willing to take free over paying any and every day of the week.
Right.
Any and every day of the week, pretty much. So you're not losing. You definitely don't lose. Now, Kindle Unlimited, a lot of people have gone and they've complained and they've said, you know, where they talked to Amazon to know that they were a little bit upset how the Kindle Unlimited program was set up. They were upset about it. And you know what? Wait a minute. Before I even get into that really quickly, let me explain how it's done. When, you know, Kindle Unlimited on the front end, I just explained the front end of Kindle Unlimited. The back end, how an author opts into the Kindle Unlimited program is by when you register your book inside of the KDP program, it allows you an option, which is called KDP Select. KDP Select basically says, that you're giving Amazon the exclusive rights to distribute your book. That means you cannot sell the digital version of your book on your website, on Barnes & Noble, on Smashwords, or on iTunes. You can't do it. They have the exclusive rights, but only for 3 months. It's 3 months at a time. It's not to the end of time. I publish my books. I publish books on Smashwords, I publish books on Barnes & Noble, and I publish on Amazon. I've not been paid from Smashwords or Barnes & Noble, not a single copy.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? That's interesting,
yeah,
right? That you wouldn't get paid. You didn't. Nobody is checking for that.
This is I'm basically just learning a lot of this stuff of, you know, sometimes we take it for granted, the information, or just the process, especially if we're dealing with the, you know, we all know the power Amazon has as far as publishing and distributing books. So a lot of times is, you know, everybody's jumping on Amazon and really actually don't understand or know the machine and the mechanism that's actually working for them. So there's a lot of information that, you know, we take for granted. We're just saying, you know, so, and I, of course I can get it when people see it. You know, they write something, they put something together, and they actually start getting checks for it, money. At some point, you're gonna say, okay, well, I'm good. It looks good to me. I'm gonna continue to write. I'm gonna continue to produce books and publish them and send them out. And sometimes they don't even look like I said, and like at the beginning of the show, it's just the fine print, so to speak. You know. That sometimes some of these other things that you don't know that you maybe can use or that you already signed up for, or put yourself in the position of the way you're publishing it might not be the best way. It might be okay for you or lucrative enough that you may not even blink an eye, but, you know, some of these things is also, I'm sure, to many people, not just me, it's very, very interesting, very enlightening.
Yeah, and you know what, I was one of those people who originally didn't know anything about Kindle Unlimited. And then when I saw that, you know, my publisher was also at the time promoting it for free on Kindle Unlimited, instead of getting upset, I decided to research, find out what that was, why were they doing it that way. Because you want, you know, you want to be informed. You want to know what's going on, especially as it relates to your work. So for me, I wanted to know what it meant. Why was he promoting it for free, first of all? And then I found out. And to me, it made sense. Why? Because there are more people, like I said, who will take free over paid any day of the week. So if that is the case, if the ratio of somebody paying for something versus getting it for free is higher, you would definitely want to get paid for it. Now, let's look at it outside of the Kindle Unlimited program. Let's look at it outside of it. If I buy a paperback version of your book, I read it, I love it, I can pass that book to a friend. You don't get paid for that. They get to read your book. You don't get paid. They can pass it to a friend. They read it. They love it. You don't get paid. So when you really look at it, wouldn't you rather receive something versus nothing? So I've had people, you know, upset about that whole thing, and a lot of people are very upset with Amazon because they're like, well, I don't want my book to be – I don't want to opt in, and I think it's wrong that they want me not to be able to maximize my income potential by having it on other platforms. My personal thought on that is it's kind of like, look, if you're going in it for the, you know, it's the logic, it's the, you know, the principle of the matter, well, then okay, spread your book far and wide in all of those outlets. And when you don't make a dollar from any of those outlets, at least you're the principle is you gained ground on the principle of the matter, you know what I mean? But Amazon is, they are the biggest distribution channel for books right now. It almost makes no sense for you not to do it. And on top of it, it's only for 3 months. If you don't like it, at any given time, you can change that around. If you realize that this isn't working for me, you can opt out. It's not, they're not, you're not under contract to stay with them doing it exclusively. That's the beauty of it. That's why I personally thought it was genius. We're going to take a really quick break, but before we do, let me give you guys the call-in number. Again, it is 347-989-0235. And again, our topic is how will Amazon's new payout affect you? That's something you definitely want to stay tuned to find out.
Call in.
Yeah, we're going to play a really quick song by Saya, Elastic Heart. We'll be back in a minute. And we are back. Again, this is Casey Taylor with Urban Fiction News Radio. And we have the great Santiago also on the line with us today.
Yes, I'm here.
Today's topic is a really deep one. I think it's important because it affects your money. So we definitely want to take heed and pay attention. Your money, it's affecting your money. You might want to know about that.
Don't mess with my money, my food and my money.
Exactly. So tonight we're asking, how will Amazon's new payout affect you? We have some authors who are not connected to Amazon's, you know, Kindle Unlimited or Kindle Select program, so they're not necessarily going to be affected as much as those who opted into Kindle Unlimited.
Right.
And let's kind of jump right in with what the new changes are. Basically, Amazon heard the people, everybody was, you know, they had an opinion. They were a little upset. Some writers are making a killing with the Kindle Unlimited program because they have shorter books. Now, think about this. If you're writing and they're paying for 10%, naturally, people with shorter books or less pages are going to get paid a little bit more because people get to 10% faster. You know, this is especially true, and this is where a lot of the complaints came in from. A lot of erotica writers were making a lot of money from the Kindle Select program because their books are like 30 pages a pop, you know. But think about it. That actually is a little bit fitting for the genre. Short stories work a little bit better in the erotica genre because most people are not coming looking for a whole romance novel. They're looking for a quick fix, an entertainment fix. So 50 pages, that's easily what? 3-5 pages, 10%? 3-5 pages off a 50 page book? So they were making a killing, basically.
They use the same philosophy, I guess, the same approach as kind of watching a porn. You know, it's about getting stimulated, turned on real quick, and it's over with. So the erotica
and
really
they were
does
getting
well
paid.
With that.
Right. And the faster you get me to the point, the better it is for me.
Absolutely.
So they were maximizing, you know, a lot of erotica authors were making mad money because their books were shorter. Now, to a degree, you know, I'm sure this was also affecting Amazon because they were making a lot of payouts to a lot of different authors. Now, authors who complained, I'm sure some of them were the authors whose books were like, you know, in a higher page count or a higher range. And let's face it, if you wrote a 500 to 600 page book, which I always say never do, unless you are, you know, the author of Harry Potter or some other such story, who can pull that off, you know, then I personally don't think that's the right way to go in general. That's just me, speaking from my point of view, my opinion. However, let's just look at it that way. If you have a 500-600 page book, 10% is 50 to 60 pages. Now, here's the psychology behind you having a super huge book. How many people are going to really actually sit and one-shot read your book? Unless it's so gripping, they cannot put the book down. You get where I'm going with that? Like, I don't know too many people. You know, I had the privilege of interviewing and reviewing Eric Jerome Dickey's book. And his book, the last book, A Wanted Woman, that book was huge. If I'm not mistaken, it was along the lines of 400, 500 pages. That's a big book. It took me a couple, you know, I read it pretty quick, but I still took breaks. I still put it down, and then I kept coming back to it. So you have to understand that there's a psychology behind that. I would sit and read a 100-page book, maybe in one sitting, because that's not too huge. It's not too big of a deal. But a 500-600-page book, that's going to be in my head. I already put in my mind that that's going to be a long, you know, I'm going to take my time reading it. And I might only, like, read a chapter a day, for example, chapter or two a day. You see where I'm going? So unless your chapters are 40, 50 pages long, you might be messing yourself up in that aspect. So that plays a huge part in the old way of Amazon payout. However, the new system, they're saying now that they are going to pay you per page, basically. Now, that can it can be nice, and let me tell you, there's two sides. I'll explain both sides, okay? Now, if it's a pay per page, this is still beneficial to writers who have a book page count range between maybe 100 to 200 pages. That can work for you. However, they're saying they're only paying per page for that first time the reader sits down to read that book. When they, for example, they go in, they read 20 pages, and then they have to take a break for whatever reason, you're originally only going to be paid for those 20 pages.
Right.
On the borrow. Let me clarify. I just hurt myself. That's only we're only talking about borrows under the Kindle Unlimited program. It has nothing to do with people who purchase outright your book. Those sales are different from Kindle Unlimited borrows. You're always going to be paid your money no matter what if they purchase the book unless they return it. Okay? So we're not talking about that. So I just wanted to clarify that for some writers who were worried about that. It's not talking about purchases or buys. It's talking about borrows on the Kindle Unlimited program. So, again, if the person reads per page, if you're getting paid per page, it's basically going to be per page for the first time they're reading it. If they take a break and whatever, they put it away, you're not going to be paid per subsequent page after that. Okay?
Right. Wow.
Now, that makes it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Now, how that can benefit you is if you have a page count of, let's say, 100 pages, the way you can kind of do your math a little bit to see what your potential income would look like, I'm going to suggest what they suggested. Hold on. We're going to do a little math, and hopefully you guys can follow me. It's pretty simple, but basically if you have 100 pages, say it again.
We're word people. We don't do math.
Well, you have to do math if it's it's your dollar count.
Right.
It's not regular math. It's money math. That's a difference.
Okay. That's a big difference. Yeah.
It is a huge difference. Money math makes a difference. So, your book is 100 pages, okay? And if your book is 100 pages and you have 100 people borrow that book, okay?
Okay.
You're looking at 100, you're going to multiply 100 times 100, and you're going to get a number like, about 10,000, if I'm not mistaken. So we have 10,000. Now, you're going to take that 10,000, and I'm following along because I'm not, money math is good math, but this is a little bit, we're going to go into the billions in a second. Okay, so we got $10,000. Now, what you have to do is times that by whatever Amazon's budget is. So if everybody's following along, we did 100 times 100 is 10,000. Now we're going to calculate, multiply it by Amazon's monthly budget for Kindle Unlimited authors, okay? This particular month, it's 10 million. I'm not necessarily sure if they do change the dollar amount every month. I guess it's based on, you know, obviously it would have to be based on how many people kept their subscription, you know, their Kindle Unlimited subscription. So they take a percentage of that. And this month, I believe, the budget is, let's just say, $10 million, okay? So you're going to multiply that by 10,000 by 10 million. Hold on. And then that's going to get us a number of somewhere in the 100 billion mark. Yes, up there. 100 million is what it comes to, actually.
Okay.
Right?
I'll take it.
So then, so now let's just say we have 100, we have 100 million, you know, borrows combined between everybody's, every author whose book is on the Kindle Unlimited, right?
Right. Okay.
So we're going to say 100 pages. We're going to call it pages. So let's just say, so 100 million pages were read in the month of last month. We're going to multiply or divide that, I'm sorry, by 100 million.
Okay.
Crazy math, right? And that means you've earned yourself from your 100 pages and 100 people, you know, read 100 pages. You
right.
earned yourself an extra $1,000. That's what that's
nice.
Going to boil down to for you. I mean,
okay.
still nice, but if you were getting
yeah.
paid, let's look at it. If we're going to look at that math, same math. Say you were an author who had 100 people buy, you know, Kindle Unlimited, you know, borrow your book. 100 people who did that. And you're getting paid roughly, let's just say, about $1.30 a borrow. If you even times that by, you know, $1.30, that's how much they were paying, you only were getting $130.
Come on.
I take that jump any day of the week. I don't know about you. But,
absolutely.
Right? It makes sense. So if you're looking at it from that standpoint, the same amount of people, because I don't think it's going to interfere or interrupt or stop people from borrowing your book.
Right.
Now the potential could be a little bit greater for you. It could help maximize your income. Now, it's going to play a huge difference as it relates to how you how they are going to format and calculate your page count. They are planning on doing that, meaning from now on, just because your book is, you know, if it's, you know, the space, line spaces are too huge, and it's because of that, it's making up, you know, look like 160 pages, they're going to tell you how many pages you have. So you're going to want to make sure you at least hit that 100-page mark, at least. So now
right.
where less was more under the old program, more will benefit you better.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
More pages.
Right.
More pages will do better. It'll do better by you in the long run.
Yeah. So if you got basically what you just break it down is the people got to, you know, write. Just you do what you do, write more. Make
right.
the stories interesting, longer, which a good writer can. Don't always kind of, you know, shorten it for whatever other reason it was. But, you know, you might have been looking at those dynamics that the Amazon presented the first time. However, if you're writing and you're a true writer, you know, step your writing game up and everything will still be the same or actually probably even better. So in the long run, it'll – They're not gonna do anything while they're making this money. That's what we discussed, Casey and I. Is just you got to think about, you know, people that make money want to keep making money and they want to keep growing on making that money. So it's there's ways that some people may say, well, you know, they were taking advantage of it, but and making some money with it, of course. However, there's still, you know, there's still another way or other ways that that you know those. Money-making methods can be applied. It just, you know, you got to tweak the machine a little bit, and that's what they're doing.
And I personally looked at it like it was a challenge. Like, you know, if you're a writer, obviously you want people who are reading your book to be so enthralled and so interested that
right.
they are going to read it as much, you know, that's the ultimate compliment to a writer, or it should be the ultimate compliment.
Yes.
I personally think so. You know what I mean? For somebody to read your book all the way through.
Yeah.
I've had that. So I'm saying I've had people say that. I've had people tell me that, you know, they missed their bus stop. They burnt their food while they were reading my stuff. Not that I want that to occur, but it's a nice compliment. So that tells me when I heard the change. Now, if you're going to get paid per page, you as the writer, your job as an author is to seduce with words. You know what I mean? It is. To get me to continue to turn the page, I should feel like, you know, you're ripping me away from the book because I have to do something. So you want to keep them interested enough that they're wanting to keep flipping the page. So that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what an author does. That's the magic that you possess. And you have to kind of own that. So to me, it wasn't like a lot of people were getting upset behind it. How can you get upset if ultimately it's they're telling you to do your job better? Now, what I do think is going to happen is it is going to start weeding out a lot of short stories. People, you know, a lot of people who have shorter stories may not necessarily find it interesting any longer to have the Kindle, have your books opted into the Kindle Unlimited program. I think that's just pretty much going to be the way it goes because you're only getting paid per page and having 30 pages, 15 pages up is no longer going to be, it's not going to be beneficial to you, you know, yeah. to have it done that
right.
way. So you're going to want to put it down or whatever, but I'm going to play another quick song. We're going to play Waste My Time, and we'll be back in a moment.
Like sand, they be going through my fingers. Every man trying to open me up, see where I am.
Never ever really given love. We don't need people like you.
I don't need a strong man.
And we are back again. This is your girl, Casey Baylor, with Urban Fiction News Radio, and we also have Santiago on the line as well.
Yes.
Today's topic, we're talking about how will Amazon's new payout affect you, and we're going to take a caller really quick. Caller's number starting with 856. Caller, please state your name, and if you have a question, a comment, or a shout-out, we'd appreciate that.
Ali the Poet.
Hello, Ali, and what can we help you with? You have a question?
No, I'm just calling to give a shout-out to Casey Bell.
Thank you. Of course, that's awesome always to shout out the host, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we thank you for that.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, we appreciate you.
No doubt. Just giving you, you know, wish you the best success on your show and all the hard work and dedication you're doing for the literary community. So.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Going
back to our topic, thank you, Ali, for giving us a call in. I always appreciate people
thank
who
you.
Take a moment and listen and also to call in, so that's always awesome. On today's topic, we are talking about how will Amazon's new payout affect you. And I just got some new information. Basically, what Amazon will be doing, I mentioned page count earlier, they're going to be using what's called the Kindle Edition Normalized Page Count, and that's basically going to calculate your page count based on standard settings like your fonts, your line height, your line spacing, and then they'll measure the number of pages customers read in your book, starting with the start reading location, basically to the end of your book. So that's going to start at chapter one. It's not going to start at your filler information, like your copyright page, your acknowledgement page. It's going to basically, your page count will start and begin at page one. Now, as it relates to reporting, you're going to be able to, they're going to change the dashboard. And all of these changes are taking place on July the 1st. So authors, you should definitely be aware of that. Starting on July the 1st, which is what, next Wednesday?
Yes.
Is that next Wednesday? The 1st is next Wednesday. It's starting next Wednesday, you guys. So that's pretty much the end of, and if I were you, I would have all of those people that you may know or send out a special request to your readers, your fans and followers, that if they already borrowed your book, if they have not gotten around to reading it, that if they already borrowed it on Kindle Unlimited, if they could, you know, try to go ahead and read it now before the changes take place. But what's going to happen is, starting on the 1st, the reporting of your page count, Amazon will let you know. You'll be able to go into your Kindle Unlimited back page, you know, and you're going to be able to look at how many pages were read in your sales dashboard.
Right.
Nice, actually. That's kind of showing you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because you won't be left in the dark. You won't be kind of left held out there wondering. And if you're like me or if you're like Santiago, I know that you're a numbers person when it comes to I like to calculate things. I know you do.
Yes.
So we're going to be kind of like, yes, going in the background constantly, daily, how many people read or whatever. And that's kind of like a good way. The only problem is during your calculation to see how much that might add up for you is if you don't know how many other people, like you're not going to have the end amount of all of the other pages being read throughout the Kindle Unlimited program. So you won't accurately be able to pinpoint how you're going to get paid from that, you know what I mean, from doing it that way.
Right.
But I do still think it's genius because you can at least see how far along people get in reading your stuff.
Yeah.
That just gave me a chill. That's going to be kind of nerve-wracking, I think. Wouldn't you say so? I can feel like that might be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
No?
It's all, yeah.
Not for you.
It's all, you know, when a person is sitting there and they're writing and they're doing their thing and, you know, all these these are changes, but for some people that are just coming out, they're not really any changes. They're just, you know, they are what they are. So,
right.
You know, you're looking at it, you know, the best way to, you know, I guess be optimistic about what you're writing. However, at the end of the day, you know, if you're putting good works out there, good material out there, people are going to read your stuff. I mean, you know, you talk about having people interested in your story and reading and keep and don't put your book down. That's our objective anyway. That's what we should be writing for. So if you're putting together it could be 20 pages, 50 pages, 300 pages, you want a person not to stop. You know, of course, the dynamics exchange for writers and the business and, excuse me, how you promote stuff and how stuff is circulated, of course, with the internet and everything. However, the same rule applies. You want to get a good story, a good storyline. You want to have people interested in what you're talking about, or the story, and you know, the goal is for you to work on your craft that you know how to keep afloat.
Right. Well, you know, I guess for me it might be a little nerve-wracking because you're looking at how many people. Not only are you able to see your ranking, not only are you able to gauge where your book is as far as in you know, the rank next to other people's, but you'll also be able to see how many people are reading. And then you're knowing now that your page count is being affected by how many pages are being read. Or, you know, so for them to, you're going to want to, like, see that number grow, how many pages, you know what I mean? So to that degree, I guess it can be a little bit nerve-wracking in that sense. But it is also a potential, you know, for authors who have a large audience or a large following, they'll be able to possibly earn a little bit more. And that, you know, may be nice. The only thing is, because, you know, with changes, you're going to have to adapt. You're going to have to get used to those things that were obviously different. But I think for the people who originally complained initially, I hope you guys are prepared. I hope you guys have lots of fans and readers, and that's why you were so highly upset, because you may actually have helped your competition. You may have helped them by having them get access to some more potential money. So if that was the intent, you know, a lot of people will be thanking you later for that. I am super excited to see how it all goes starting on July the 1st. Me personally, I have a huge following, so that excites me in that sense. And I know, Santiago, you also have a book being released on Monday. You can talk about that really quick, because this week, guys, our show is going to be cut a little short, but we will be back next week. But again, Santiago has a big announcement for next Monday.
Oh, yes. My first novel, I did have it published at one time, well, twice, and it's actually in its third edition under KC Blaze Publishing. It's being released Monday, and what I'm listening right now, I've probably, I would hope anyway, heard a piece I did on it, and were interested in wondering when that actual book was coming out, because one of the things that I've done and in my writing endeavors is that I create poetry as well to kind of go with the storyline, which is something that I've done before. I'm not going to say I do it at every book. It was just one of those subjects, some concept and everything that I actually created poetry, a spoken word piece for that I performed. So people, anyway, were interested, and that book is coming out Monday. It's an interesting topic, of course. It was called by reviewers before kind of the hood nip and tuck and some other interesting things, but it's Plastic Sisters, and it will be released Monday, and I'll give you a quick I guess you could say summary on it. It's about three women that indulge in plastic surgery and the ramifications of their decisions, and hopefully everybody will go out there and get it and check it out and tell me what you think.
We're definitely excited about that. That is, you know, if you don't know by now, Casey Baylor is me. I'm also, my pen name is Casey Blaze. So we started the Casey Blaze Publishing Company, and we're going to be only, you know, pushing the hottest, the latest, the newest. And Santiago is going to basically be our debut writer, our debut author. So you guys should definitely check his book, Plastic Sisters, out. It is currently on pre-order. It's going to be available or going live on Monday. It's a 99-cent read. You can go pre-order it now. It is currently up on Amazon, so you can go pre-order your copy. And once it goes live on Monday, it'll automatically show up in your Kindle account. Yeah, there you go.
Wake up to that
and then please, exactly right. And then you can read it on your commute. How about that? That's a double win. You won't. Yeah, you avoid awkward conversations, and you'll have a great book to read. And hopefully you guys read it all the way through the first shot. And then, you know, leave your review. We'll appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the feedback and the interest. And every time someone reads it, they have some very interesting things to say. And any groups out there that want to discuss it and everything, because it's a really interesting topic and it's a now topic. It's been a very relevant topic for a long time, and I'm sure, you know, I've heard from a few readers that they can relate to one or two, or maybe sometimes even every character, and where their state of mind was at the time that they made that decision to decide to indulge in plastic surgery.
Right. Well, again, it's a very relevant topic, because people, if not when you first wrote it, it's exploded since then, you know. So it really has. Everybody and their mom is getting some type of something done, even, you know, down from before that was kind of like a celebrity thing to do. You only really heard about celebrities going all out or the rich. The rich and famous were usually who that was, you know, about. But now you have everyday women going around and considering plastic surgery. So your book is very relevant. I'm excited to hear. I love the book, so I'm excited to hear what everybody else has to say about it. So, again, I will reiterate one last time for you guys to go and order, pre-order a copy or one-click your copy on Monday. We'd love to, you know, hear back from you guys with the reviews. I'm going to play one last quick little song, and then we will be back to close out the show. You guys have been great with your questions on and comments on Facebook, so really happy you guys are with me there, too. And we'll be back in a moment.
The way you bite your lip or play with your hair, and you don't have to do anything, I could just stare. Get lost inside your beauty flourish.
every second count when you wake up, no doubt. Don't stop living the dream, keep on going. You know who you want to be, get up and show the peace. And right now, here we go, we back with Urban Fiction News Radio.
And we are back again. This is Casey Baylor with Urban Fiction News Radio, and the great Santiago also on the line with us tonight.
Hey, yeah.
And tonight's topic, as you guys have been listening, has been how will Amazon's new payout affect you? I hope the information was very informative, and hopefully you got something out of it. And as a quick recap, you just basically want to keep doing what you're doing, write compelling stories, write longer stories, so as opposed to the short version.
Just keep doing your thing writing, and everything will work out.
Everything will. So you got to keep them, you know, keep your readers engaged. And it's not a bad thing to test out the Kindle Unlimited, you know, being exclusive to Amazon. Again, it is only 3 months, or you can opt out at any time. So it never hurts to give that a try as well. I'm going to give out some really quick contact information. If you're an author, you'd like to be featured on Urban Fiction News Radio, visit us at www.urbanfictionnews.com. Again, that's www.urbanfictionnews.com. If you'd like to get a quote on screenplay writing, you can also reach out to Santiago by hitting up the contacts page at www.urbanfictionnews.com. And in the subject line, put screenplay quote. Thank you so much, guys. We will be back next week with another hot topic. We love that you guys have followed us tonight. Enjoy the rest of your night. Good night.